Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money. And it is so important that we continue this conversation where we ultimately remind ourselves and try to internalize the fact that everything comes from above. Because when we are able to fully recognize this idea, we are going to be happier people. And we've spoken so much about this concept and its relationship to Purim. And especially as we're talking here on Tynus Esther, I just want to make a few other points related to Purim, which I think fit right into our whole discussion of the money mindset. Number one, when it comes to Purim, one of the main themes is v'nahapochu, which means that we say everything flipped on its head. Everything that we thought was supposed to happen, the opposite happened. And this went true for most of the people and the characters in the story itself. Haman thought one thing was going to happen, the exact opposite things that thing happens. Bigtan and Teresh thought one thing was going to happen, the exact opposite things happen. And this applies also to Mordechai and Esther, and the idea being that oftentimes in life, and especially when it comes to Parnassa, what we think might be the worst possible thing. Oh my gosh, there was a new law passed that says this, this, and that. How am I going to survive this? This job didn't work out. Now I have to go get a new job. I can't be in this industry anymore. Now I have to go into a new one. What we sometimes think is the worst possible thing to ever happen to us ends up being, wow, what a tremendous bracha, because Hashem has a plan. And yes, while we don't necessarily understand it every single time, and we don't necessarily see why, who, where, why, we don't know exactly why everything's happening, we know that Hashem has a bigger plan for us, and it is so comforting to think that. So v'nahapochu, even if things are not going as they maybe should have in our minds, it's so important to remember that there's a bigger plan happening. And number two, this concept of Yeshua Hashem Geharifayin, that Hashem could do anything at any time, in any amount of time. We've seen this all throughout our lives so many times, that things can just turn on a dime. If someone's down in their luck, if someone's not having the success that they were hoping for, if someone's going through some sort of struggle in any way, shape, or form, we're focused financially here, but could really be on anything. If someone is having some sort of struggle, don't ever have yish. You can't give up, because Hashem can turn every single thing on a dime. This is what he does in the Purim story. There are so many messages of emuna and bitachon that come from Purim. Again, the whole theme of Purim is this concept of emuna and bitachon. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to feel this in a real way as we go into Purim, as we go and celebrate. What we have the ability to tap into is unbelievable. Yom Purim, Yom Kippurim. There's so much there. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to take full advantage of that and keep this money mindset.